It's time now for Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa. Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa is brought to you each Friday in part by Franklin County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, Butler County Conservation, Franklin REC, Butler County REC, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, and Hampton Hardware. Hampton Hardware has it.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Schaefer with KLMJ. Welcome to the Outdoors North Iowa program. Joining us today will be Annette Whitrock, a naturalist with Butler County. Thanks for joining us today, Annette.
Oh, it's good to be here.
So the last time that you were here, I think you promised some information on your campgrounds. Can I assume that they are open now?
Yeah, so unlike the last couple times that I got that question, today I do get to say officially that all five of the campgrounds managed by Butler County Conservation are open for the 2026 camping season. So our staff was out. They worked their magic to get the water and electricity turned back on, the bathrooms cleaned, and everything ready for campers. Luckily, only one small plumbing issue was found after the winter, and that's fixed. And overall, it went pretty well to get everything done. If you do visit us this weekend, though, you might notice that there's still some after-winter cleanup of branches and trees and things like that that is not done yet, but we will get it taken care of. Or you can help us out and yourself and collect those little branches that fell over the winter for your fire kindling at your campsite.
So where are the campgrounds that Butler County Conservation Board manages?
So we manage five of six campgrounds that can be found in Butler County. Beaver Meadows is a campground in Parkersburg. When you stay here, you'll actually enter through Beaver Meadows Golf Course and then get back to the campground by the river. You'll find 16 electric sites and flush toilets here. Camp Comfort is a campground near Green on Camp Comfort Road. This has 38 electric campsites as well as room for tents. Modern restrooms and showers are available. Wunsch Memorial Park is a campground in the city of Green, right on the river. It has 10 electric hookups, restroom, showers, a shelter, and there's also a dump station on site at this park. Geary Woods Campground is just south of Clarksville. Many electric and non-electric sites. There's two open shelters, a playground, shower house, all of that. And Shell Rock Park is just outside the city of Shell Rock, which has electric and non-electric sites as well as a shower house and restroom. You can fish at either the pond or the river here as well. And all of these campgrounds right on the river, so you can fish and boat to add to your camping experience. They all have electric hookup, modern toilets, and showers. Camping is $20 a night for non-reservable sites and $25 a night for reservable sites. And you can make reservations for campsites from May 1st to October 15th every summer. And you can also pay on site via the mycountyparks.com website. And each campsite has a QR code to pay for or reserve the site. But if you're not tech savvy, we currently still do take cash in the camping envelopes too.
Are there any changes to the parks that campers might see this year?
So not a lot of changes in the parks, but there are a couple. Wunsch Memorial Park in Green got a full electrical upgrade at the end of last season. So there are now 50 amp hookups at those sites. And Shell Rock will look a little different this year after the windstorm last summer took out 20 or more trees that also crushed our playground there and damaged the shelter house. The new playground is mostly in place, but it might be another week or so before it's completely done and usable. And we're working to schedule the repairs to the shelter house roof. Other than that, these parks are ready for our campers. And just a reminder that you can make reservations for the open shelters in our campgrounds, the lodge, the Geary Woods Nature Center classroom, all of that on mycountyparks.com. And this was a system we put in place last May, and it's actually been working pretty well.
You said that there were six campgrounds in Butler County. What is the sixth campground that you do not operate?
Yeah, so the other campground in Butler County is owned and managed by the city of Allison, and it's Wilder Park. I really don't know much about this park except that they have some full hookup sites. I believe they've got some all summer sites, a shelter house, a couple ponds. It's all I really know, so I won't try to give you too much information about it.
So if people have questions, who can they contact?
Yeah, so I know I gave you a lot of information today, so make sure you visit mycountyparks.com for more detailed information on these and all of our parks as well as upcoming events and to make your reservations. And also give us a call at 319-346-6551 if you have questions. If we are not in the office, leave us a message. We'll get back to you as soon as we get back in. Spring and summer are very busy times for all of our staff, and we cannot always be in the office. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Butler County Conservation or the Rolling Prairie Bike Trail. And we're actually just looking forward to seeing everyone out in the parks again for the summer.
Annette, I think that's probably going to be right around the corner. One of these days, we're going to get rid of this cold weather, and it's going to get warm and stay that way, and we're going to have good camping and fishing as well. So thanks for joining us, and thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to Outdoors North Iowa on KLMJ. Have a great weekend.
Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa has been brought to you today and every Friday in part by your hometown Hampton Hardware Store, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, Butler County REC, Franklin REC, Butler County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, and Franklin County Conservation.